This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for October 3rd, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded this week to two scientists who developed a method of attacking cancer. James Allison of MD Anderson Cancer Center in Texas and Tatsuku Honjo of Kyoto University in Japan both independently discovered a method of using the body's own immune system to attack cancer as foreign invaders. Their research has resulted in treatments that are saving many, many lives that would not have been saved before. Thank you, gentlemen. NASA turned 60 years old on Monday. While they justifiably celebrate the many past achievements of the U.S. Space Agency, they're also looking forward to the future in their National Space Exploration Campaign report. The report to Congress outlines the priorities of NASA through the 2030s, including building the Lunar Gateway space station around the moon, the future space launch system Deep Space Rocket, as well as, of course, future manned missions to Mars. Oculus has used the announcement of its latest VR headset, the Quest, to also tease the new VR experience from Star Wars called Vader Immortal, Episode 1. The Quest and the VR title are set to arrive in 2019. We don't know much about the story, except that it will take place before the events of Episode 4, A New Hope, and will feature everyone's favorite bad guy, Darth Vader. How scary will it be to have Darth Vader sneak up behind you in VR? We don't often hear about the role that Catholics played in the U.S. Civil War in the 1860s, but a new article at Alatea tells us the story of St. Francis Xavier Parish in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, which became a field hospital and sanctuary for the wounded during and after the biggest battle of the war in 1863. The story notes that many parishioners helped as impromptu nurses and orderlies, bringing what comfort they could to the soldiers, even just reading the Bible to them or writing letters home to their loved ones. After the battle, a group of sisters of charity trained as nurses, along with a priest from Maryland, traveled to the town to take up the task of tending to wounded bodies and souls. Check out the story. It's pretty great. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Dom Bettinelli.